Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do 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 do. Oh, we're back. Salt Lake City here. Ooh,
God, Salt Lake to be in Salt Lake City.
I know. I was having flashbacks to our just scootering there.
Gorgeous trip, scootering all around.
Taking a bike when
almost getting sucked into Mormonism. Me,
you.
I was like, oh my God, the genealogy library. I want to like look up my genes, not fully realizing that it's a
they want
scam
they're clocking
library.
You. They're sucking you in and then taking those bikes thinking they were electronic. We didn't have to pedal. And then suddenly being like, oh, we're at high altitude and I'm a smoker. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
I was like, I'm wearing jeans and I'm sweating in them, which is my least favorite activity.
But it was crisp.
It was gorgeous. We had some gorgeous meals. It was warm in the day. It was nice. It was a good temperature.
And then we stayed at Little American.
The Little American. We ate at Toscana, which was their lasagna one. And then
Ruth's Chris was really the tour.
Ruth's Chris was, honestly, I have thought about that meal.
It slayed.
And that's a great fucking brand.
You were drifting into like hunger fugue where you were like getting.
I was getting a little tooty.
You were getting a little prickly. And then as soon as you sat down, your eyes came to life. And you were like, give me that steak.
I'm ruled by hunger.
And then Chicago, of course.
Gorgeous.
Recently, Simon and I watched the Divergent series.
I need to watch that.
It's Chicago
yeah, dystopia. It's
Chicago dystopia. Chicago is walled off. Kate Winslet rules the city with an iron fist.
I love. And Shailene Woodley.
Her name is Janine.
Okay.
That's oddly fucking guy Theo James, who's like the hottest guy.
So hot.
He's in the new White Lotus.
Oh, good.
Which I saw the trailer for, and I'm like,
it's a dicey proposition because
how do you recreate that?
I know.
I trust Mike White. Implicitly.
I trust Mike White too because I think he's so funny, and like if people let him do what he wants to do, it always serves.
I trust him.
Yeah.
But I saw the trailer and I was like, holding my breath because I just want I. You know, it's going
to
be so hard.
You have
hard.
To release expectation.
With Theo's in it. Aubrey Plaza has some. Michael Imperioli's in
it. Yeah. Oh, God. My fucking Buddhist king.
Anyway, but.
Divergent.
Miss Shailene Woodley's in it.
Shay.
She rocks that harrowing pixie cut that all the girlies were doing in like 2013. Like
the J-Law. Katy Perry
cut. J-Law. J-Law actually in her Vogue questions was like, I regret that.
What look. Do you regret the most? When she was like, that look, I could have told you she would answer like that.
And she said, and I warn everyone to just don't do it. If you're thinking about doing it, don't do it.
I've never once thought about doing that because I absolutely know the outcome, but.
Kaylee Cuoco did it.
All the girls have done it.
J-Law's?
Someone needs to launch an investigation into the hairdressers that do this to their clients.
J-Law's was somehow the most harrowing.
I will never forget the photo of her on the private jet when she was like, I did a thing. Or it was like her shocking reveal. And I think as a single tear rolled down my face.
But I have to say, Shailene rocked it.
She was meant for that.
She has that face. She has the
She's a little bit of a lesbian. And I think you have to be somewhat gay. And J-Law strikes me as like very straight.
Yeah.
I think that
an ally for sure.
But, yeah, but straight.
And she'll probably be the first one to tell you that.
But Shailene has like a little bit of granola gay energy in her, which yeah. you can absolutely rock that cut. Which now I'm starting to think like maybe I could rock it.
You could.
My,
you're either going to rock it or look like a woman playing Peter Pan.
Or it will rock you. Yeah.
I think also Shailene, yeah, she's grunchy. She's grunchy. She's crunchy. She's engaged to Aaron Johnson. So like that makes her even gayer.
Aaron Rodgers. They're back together. I thought they broke up again.
They got back together low key. So that makes her even gayer because.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Carrie just told me a thing or two.
Anyway,
but it's
Shailene,
let's just say it's making me understand your predator my vision. Own gaydar because once again.
You have great gaydar with women.
I have
terrible,
incredible gaydar with women. Maybe that's the sign of a true lesbian.
It's surprising to me because you are truly, most of your friends are gay men. So it's just surprising to me, but.
I'm nothing. Anytime I'm truly.
But that makes you.
Time and time again, I'm convinced that a man is straight based on my feelings of like lust and attraction. And then
why do you think it's
without fail?
Do you think it's just because it's like they're just fun and like you feel like kindred with them? Or you're just
the only common denominator is that they're gay, but they could be like a tall gay, a short gay. Like
no, I know, but like what's the like what do you have you like unpacked that?
I need to unpack it.
I think it's normal. I'm just like wondering. Makes sense.
It's just something about, maybe it's just my feeling.
You don't have to say it on air.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I haven't actually thought about it like critically before. I've just accepted it as like my fate.
I accept you for who you are and I don't question it. But right now I'm like, I'm just curious.
No, and I hear your curiosity and I too am curious. I'm not like weirded out at all.
Okay.
Don't worry.
No, I don't. I mean, everyone's journey in therapy is private.
No, I think that like I am around and have chosen to be around gay men so much because they feel really safe. So it's like you can have an intimate relationship with a man, but they're not
like they're safe.
Yeah. They're not like gonna sexually assault you ever or pressure you to have sex.
Right.
They might kill you and
yeah,
they
might
will.
Kill you.
And I've like been through emotional terrorism at the hands of many a gay man, but like
they'll kill you spiritually.
Yeah. So that's, but they're safe from like a sexual intimacy standpoint and just like an intimacy, like almost like a familial
right.
sibling kind of intimacy standpoint. But I think based on that, my dream is to like make a gay man fall in love with me. So maybe it's like if I met a gay man, but then we just like fucking clicked. And then he was like, you know what? I'm gay as all hell. But for you, I want to be your husband and like we can fuck. And I would be like, this is a dream come true.
So it's kind of like a. Not in a bad way, but like a selfish sort of like, it's like I can change him.
There have been some gay guys like that I've had crushes on, but it's like, it's never going to happen. So there's like a bit of like having to get over that hump or whatever. But then I think, but I don't know. It's something about like a guy's like demeanor and his face and his eyes that I'm like, oh, I just like love him. And like, I'm so attracted to him. And then. Every single time they're gay.
And then it's funny. I'm just fascinated because like you nail women being gay.
I can literally pick up on lesbian vibes. Like I understand when they're happening and have like a very solid read on it. But like with men,
it's just,
I have no idea.
And it's, but that makes you, that actually makes you more of a gay icon. Cause you're kind of like, oblivious to it.
Truly Never trust me.
And I actually trust you more because you are like not seeking it out. They just come. It just come like we come to you.
Mm-hmm. It's a mutually beneficial arrangement. But yeah, I think I did just uncover like a new desire, which is like the ultimate fantasy. Maybe I need to write like a 50 Shades of Grey book series, but about the one girl who can get the hottest gay man.
You would galvanize.
Truly never.
You would galvanize, like, I'm sure there's a lot of women who share that.
Yeah, I'm probably like 90% of women would love for that to happen.
But I think there is a sense of like, it's like,
that's just the polar op. That's the gay version of what I seek out in like traditionally in straight partners. It's right. Like someone that's like fucked up or has problems that I'm like, for me, they will change and like they will, we can make it work and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that's just like the opposite thing, which that's is like they are only attracted to men. But for me, they'll throw in their gay towel and say, I'm a one woman kind of guy. Let me in there.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah.
There's got to be a happy meet somewhere in the middle. Like, that is the sweet spot.
Or you could go the Shailene route.
Mm-hmm.
And just like get a pixie cut.
Get a pixie cut. Make everyone really uncomfortable with my John Kate plus eight. Pixie anyway, gut hairstyle.
And
see what NFL player comes a knocking.
You could probably, maybe that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a Peter Pan haircut.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Anyway, in Divergent, it's a crazy tale of Chicago dystopia.
It's like buildings falling over, but people jumping across them as they fall, right?
It's about a group of incredibly hot teenagers who are actually 26, and they parkour around dystopian Chicago, which has been siloed off from the real world that's been devastated by nuclear war. And they're all split into factions that are like adjectives,
mm-hmm.
or action. It's like, I don't even want to get into it, but basically it's like erudite, candor, amity, you know, and it's like all these, and then it's Kate Winslet's like ruling them.
So it's like the Hunger Games.
Kind of, but it's like the thinking teens Hunger Game.
What do they have to do?
They just like parkour, jump off trains and climb.
What's the conflict? Is there war? Like, what are they like?
The conflict is that there's one person in the population, or there's people who don't fit into any faction, and they encompass all of them, and they're called Divergent. And Shailene is...
And they're just rebels?
And as you'd guess it, Shailene is a Divergent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just like, they don't fit into the system, so they're seen as enemies of the state, and they must be eradicated.
Wow. So they're just on the run.
Well, she tries to be one faction, but she just can't, because she's kind of like a Mary Sue type. Like,
she's ODD.
She just breaks the mold every single
time. She goes,
I'm
so crazy.
I'm so crazy. And Zoe Kravitz is in it, like, pre...
Wow.
All her, like...
Pre-chin filler.
And buckle fat remover.
Wow.
And she's rocking everyone's haircuts in this movie needs to be, like...
I remember thinking, like, God...
Zoe Kravitz is wearing, like... Sorry to interrupt you. She's wearing, like, a bob that's just, like... And she looks so young, mm-hmm. and just, like... so different than she does now. Like, she transformed into like sex symbol, like Catwoman.
I'm always so curious as to how like beautiful women become like bony supermodel face over time. If it's a combination of filler and surgery, or if it's just like drastic weight loss and buckle fat removal, or like what is the combination? Because somehow women will go from like normal levels of facial fat to being like sculpted to the gods. They're like chiseled.
Women.
Someone spill the tea. I have to say,
I think it's surgery.
I think so too. I have to say that I'm proud of Grimes for just being straight up about
She
got like a facelift.
Did
or
she
like,
talk about it?
Yeah, she tweeted a photo that was like, I did something crazy with like all those bandages.
Oh,
and
I
then
see that
she
one.
Premiered her new face. You were like me waiting.
Oh,
for
was
something.
That was that? Her
That's
new
like
face?
Her after having plastic surgery.
She like goodnight mommied.
Yeah, she went. She and just fully was like, yeah, I did this.
Damn,
which is fucking cool.
Did she need it?
She just wanted it.
Yeah.
You just get, when you want plastic surgery and you're rich, you then get it.
Damn, but she can get like supernatural plastic surgery.
Yeah, I think that's what she did to like look kind of more alien-like.
Yeah. It's crazy. Good on her. I'm just like astounded. Like,
I think she got this guy, Dr. Cow, to do it, who's like known for his like ponytail lifts that cost $100,000. Ponytail lifts?
Ponytail lifts. Oh, the ponytail lift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of doctors, I'm fascinated by Giselle and Tom Brady officially filing.
They officially filed?
They filed divorce papers.
When?
This week.
Today?
On TMZ. No, like 2 days ago.
Really?
It's not officially confirmed, but TMZ is reporting it. So that means
they hired lawyers.
Yeah,
they looked into lawyers.
Yeah.
Allegedly. And they haven't filed yet. She went to go see a shaman in Miami.
I looked her up. Her name is Dr. Iwa. She's from Poland. And
she looks cool.
I went on her Instagram.
How is it?
It's a little dark. She's like a little like burner.
I think you have to be a burner if you're a shaman.
She's energy, but like she's, I guess, but she, I think, is part of Giselle's, because don't they have like an insane diet? Like she has him like restricted completely and he can't eat like anything.
I think they both were on a diet of like anti-inflammatory diets, like no nightshades and like.
What's a nightshade?
Nightshades are like eggplants, tomatoes. It's like a certain thing with a skin like that, or like maybe pectins is some sort of thing in those that like are apparently very hard to digest. So like in Italian food, like true Italian food, they will boil tomatoes and then de-seed and de-skin them and peel them, and then those are what they use in like sauces. So that's why people don't have like a lot of gastric issues, but sometimes nightshades can cause like a lot of gastric inflammatory issues. But they were on like longevity, like high performance, like athlete diets together, I think, because she's like the world's biggest supermodel and he's like the world's biggest football player.
It's so weird. And their kids like don't eat anything that's not.
Well, I mean, that's like rich people stuff. I would do that if I was like, blah, wealthy.
But is she, so we think she's going like full like Black Swan. It's my turn.
I just think maybe their union has come to an end and I'm excited to see who she dates next.
I know. I just need to know more about this.
I want to know more about the shaman. I think it's very important to securing your shaman is now more than ever of the utmost importance. And this episode of Roll Sick made me realize like I need to get my shaman shit together.
As the world collapses slowly.
I think so. And as we're all on our own healing journeys, it's like important to have someone that can like just do the energy work with you.
I would like to do some, I want to have like one full, like, not obviously like I can't do like ayahuasca or anything, but I want to have some full, like.
You could do a cacao ceremony.
Yeah. Or just like give in to like something very woo woo, especially living in LA. Like I haven't really fully done that. So I'm like, I just want to like do it and just have one, even if I can just say I did it once and like I don't fully believe in it. If it's like a person like Dr. Iwa, who's Giselle's Polish, where it's like someone, I want it to just be, I just want to give in to the ruse.
That's the one good thing about LA is that I think there's a lot of shamans out here.
There's witches. I believe people are,
it's only gonna do so, it's only gonna help you if you believe in it. Though if you do it just as like this is bullshit, you're not, what you put into it is also what you get out of it.
Well, when did you start really like believe, like, because you, it seems like you, it seems like you're like partially sus of that stuff, but like you mostly believe in it, or like you're not even, you're open to it.
Well, I think going to boarding school in Northern California made me more open to it. Because they were doing like a lot of really weird, kooky,
abuse.
Shades of abuse vibes, but then also therapeutic workshops and stuff. So it was like a lot of imagining, like guided meditations. And there was just like, there were just like kookier people up there. Like I got exposed to like women that did like sound bowl stuff and like playing whimsical harps and like meditating and crystals because it's close to Mount Shasta. So it's like, I was always curious about that. Mm-hmm. And I like therapy, but then I also like mystical shit. And I believe in like energy and energy healing and like psychic abilities and whatnot. So I like a mixture of the two. But I think getting exposed to that in like high school was essential for me to grow that.
I'm just like, there's like none of that in the Northeast.
No.
Like it's not like in the, it's not in the air or in the zeitgeist of like.
There certainly isn't any of that in Oklahoma.
So yeah, I'm like, and I believe in like, I believe in ghosts and like UFOs, but I'm, for some reason, like celebrity shaman people, I just don't buy. But I'm like, I want to have just one moment where like they had on this episode where I'm just like crying or like throwing up or something and being like, purge.
Yeah. I mean, what she's doing is not super groundbreaking. Like, I think that's a lot of it too, where you expect it to be like a mystical, like psychedelic, life-changing thing. But what she's kind of doing is like what we would do in these workshops in high school, where it's like, you're imagining things, she leads you on a guided meditation, and then you're like, just, you're letting out feelings. That's just called like healthy emotional processing techniques or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like crying is good for you.
No, I love crying, and I love like, I want to have like, just once, I want to have like a Midsommar like cry session, like the ladies and the with Flo do.
I want to do ayahuasca, but I'm also terrified.
Simon did it and had a bad experience.
I think it would be easy to have a bad experience, but it's also the surroundings sounded god awful.
Yeah, he was in like,
didn't someone just scream the entire time? Yeah,
he was like, in like that's Topanga, like, I think, or like,
I'm like, you're gonna need to kill them to like my shaman guy.
To not,
I'd be like, you gotta shut them up.
But yeah, I think it's, I don't know. But then I know people who've like been completely forever changed by it and swear by it.
It so, like, seems like very cool if it goes well.
Yeah.
And then incredibly dark if it is going poorly. I just want it to go well. Like, yeah. I want to touch the other side, but I don't, it's like, I'm afraid I would just go never to hell. Back. No, I'm afraid I would exist in a hell for like 8 hours and then come back and be like, what the fuck?
And not ever be the same.
I maybe would get back to the sameness, but I don't want to just like live in hell for 8 hours.
You might.
I'm like, what are the depths of my own like shadow? I feel like I know those pretty well, though. I don't think anything would, I guess I worry about something incredibly dark-sided being revealed to me that I had no idea actually existed in my psyche or like energetic makeup, and then being like horrified at myself. Like I discover I'm like Jeffrey Dahmer or something.
Oh no.
But I think that it would actually be like fine because I know myself very well. So it's not like I feel pretty like connected to myself.
Yeah.
Like I'm have a level of self-awareness where like.
Yeah, I think that's probably, you're probably the right candidate to go into it because you are in touch with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, podcasters maybe in general are more likely to have a good ayahuasca trip because they're used to just like talking about themselves.
Do you talk a lot on ayahuasca?
Or no, but like they're in touch with like,
I'd say not all podcasters are like,
no, not all. I mean, we maybe,
I'd say like we would be good at it.
But I can't. It's just something I have to.
Yeah.
They ever invent like a sober ayahuasca?
I guess some cacao. Sober people think of ayahuasca.
No, yeah, but for my
plant medicine,
for my recovery, it's just not in the cards.
I did like crazy plant medicine a couple weeks ago. Plant medicine is like, it's like along the lines of like ayahuasca. There's a friend of mine who's like a very accomplished like personal trainer and like wellness coach advisor guy. And he,
oh, you told me about him.
Yeah. Is really into this thing called jape that you sometimes take before an ayahuasca trip. That's like supposed to be like really grounding and like present. And you like sniff it but you can't like rail it because you can't have a drip because it will literally make you like vom. But it just like grounds you in the present moment. I did some of that with him.
Before the concert?
No, just in the day before I went and recorded a podcast.
Was it fun?
It was fine. It was like you just feel, no, you don't get like high. You just feel like grounded. You feel it would be good for meditation. I think it's used a lot in like meditation.
I feel grounded when I take my Boost Bar, my Lexapro, and my Propecia.
Yeah.
That's my ayahuasca. I'm rocketed to the next dimension when I take my when I take my hymns.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way,
are hymns?
I'm waiting.
Prescription only?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not generic.
Are hers prescription?
I think so.
Are hymns and hers the same?
I think, yeah. Hymns is like, I was just getting emails at like 8 in the morning. It's like, ready to get your fuck on by this cock ring.
Hymns emails you?
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Well, they prescribe like Viagra.
Oh.
Because if you're
what
on
else do they prescribe?
Retinol.
They're just covering head to toe.
Yeah, but all wellness.
So Hims is like, whatever you need, go to Hims and we'll give you the rundown.
Yeah.
But you can get like Viagra, you can get Propecia.
Sex toys.
Oh.
I think. It's like a sex and wellness body rejuvenation for men.
Is hers the same company as Hims?
I think so. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like they're the same parent company.
I'm so confused by them.
I love Hims.
You're a Hims head.
I'm a total Hims head, so.
Hims, sponsor the pod. Actually, you don't even need to because we just did like a full commercial for free.
I have to say that like I have been reached out to by many gay that say like.
When is Propecia buying
I've been like, have asked me about it. Like I heard you talking about it. I heard you, or like, and I've also been reached out by like. Women being like, I want to get my boyfriend or husband on it. Like, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it's something that I'm tapping into something. And I feel like I've...
This is the time.
And it's not even that radical, but it's like, we all need to be honest. Like, men go bald. Men lose their hair. Hairlines recede. Hair thins. Like, let's just... And everyone I know is on Propecia.
Yeah.
Like, every guy I know.
The gay
especially
cocktail.
Now, and straights, too. Mm-hmm. And every L... Yeah, the gay... I'm... Not on prep right now, but the gay cocktail is prep, Propecia, and some kind of SSRI.
Mm-hmm.
But straight
maybe
men
add
on
a
it
little
too.
Vyvanse to the mix, and then you've got like
you've got it all.
Mm-hmm.
But straight guys are on Propecia too. It's like there's nothing wrong with admitting that everyone needs a little help with their hair, and it's like I think we should just all be more honest about it.
Yeah,
it's a bummer.
It sucks.
Because then you're like in
that's
the,
like that like is like trenches. Men have it really good. And the one thing that sucks is like they might go bald. You really don't know.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to. Do some people, though, they have to go bald, right?
I mean,
or is it preventable?
I think there's different. I mean, I'm saying that generally. I'm saying if you don't have some kind of like pre-existing condition or something that can't be treated, like,
but I mean I'm talking about like genetically, if like every guy in your family is bald, aren't you gonna also just be bald?
But I feel like there's, I mean, again, this is depends on,
this is a world I just don't know anything about. This is the one thing I haven't had to worry about yet. Hit me up when menopause happens, because I think that's when women's hair starts to thin.
Every fucking celebrity guy has
hair
had
plugs.
Hair plugs, hair transplant, PRP, you know, stem cells, exosomes are probably all on Propecia and probably all on Viagra. That's what I think.
And now Ozempic.
Ozempic?
The diabetes drug.
Oh my God.
Literally every single person is on Ozempic. Everyone.
When can we go?
That's what I mean.
It's a little Cronenberg.
The Ozempic craze has also, it's gotten as far as Oklahoma, because I was asking my stepmom, because med spas, a lot of med spas will also do hormone panels and hormone stuff for people. And that is some, and they can like, they can prescribe Ozempic or like semaglutide.
Testosterone.
And I was asking my stepmom and I was like, what's the Ozempic tea? Like, tell me everything you know. And then she gave me the rundown and I learned more, but it's people, a lot of people are doing, everyone.
Like, do you think the Kardashians are doing it?
Yes, they started the craze. When Kim lost all that weight, allegedly, that was from Ozempic.
Oh.
That wasn't like diet.
No, I know that, but like, that, I didn't know it was like, that, doesn't that feel a little like body horror? Like taking something that's like,
I mean, we live in an age of, we've lived in an age of body horror for
no,
years
I know, but
now.
Like that specifically feels so like there's something, I don't know. It's
like her and Chloe, that's like what they've taken to get like really thin.
Chloe. Speaking of, I mean, I don't, we need to get into this episode.
Yeah, we've already done our type.
Speaking of, yeah, I'm sure, I wonder if these women have looked into Ozempic.
I'm sure they're on it as we speak.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
The Ozempic Hour.
Sexy, unique Ozempic
podcast.
Salty Utah Ozempics. By the way, I wasn't like pressing you about like analyzing your.
Babe, I know.
Okay. I just didn't want, like, you to feel like on the spot about like.
I didn't. I would tell you that. Okay, okay. I literally was fine.
Okay.
I know
you sure?
Were good. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm like 100%. Okay.
I was
I
just
love
curious.
About that, so.
Yeah.
No, I was okay, 1,000%.
No, I know.
Impressed.
I know. It's just personal for people.
No, but I wasn't.
Okay. I was just asking.
I know, but you're like the way when you get like anxious about it or like, I'm just asking, I'm like, you're not putting me on the spot. All right.
That's, I just wanted to make sure you were comfortable.
Yeah, I'm fully comfy.
Okay, good.
I'll tell you if I'm not.
Okay. Roll Six soundtrack is
putting in the work.
Salem. It's Witch House.
Mm-hmm.
It's like goth, fully committing to like Italian goth electro disco.
Roll Six is Bergheim.
Bergheim.
Jen is the bouncer at Bergheim.
Jen's new house is like smack down in the middle of the city. It's like where
it's
we were
shocking to see them have like neighbors.
I know that, and the house is, it's lovely.
It looked really nice,
but it's like, it's kind of, I feel like it's where we were scootering around.
She's in the mix.
She's like in the heart of SLC. She's not up in wherever the fuck they all live.
She has to like interact with people on a date. Like, it's a neighborhood.
Can you imagine like unloading your groceries and Jen's like, hey.
Jen Shaw is like hulking out next to you. Jen's mom comes over to sit at the dining room table and cry. And Jen says that she and her legal team had a mock trial the day before in order to like just like LARP what the trial process will be. And this is making me convinced as to why Jen pleaded and just took the plea deal is because the way she's describing this trial, she's like, and it's crazy. Like, everyone just says things and you can't be like, no, that's wrong, even though they're lying. And it's just like so infuriating. And I was like, I could see, I'll bet she fucking hulked and has not been able to get through a single mock trial without losing her goddamn mind.
She said she stormed out. By the way, she has a giant, this episode is the charcuterie episode.
This episode is brought to you by the charcuterie platter.
Jen has a keto-friendly charcuterie the size of like a Subaru waiting for her mom.
There were three
keeping counts.
Charcuterie platters it's in this episode.
It's so... white hetero for some, like, it just looks like Instagram, like Christian girl autumn
KGP. I think charcuterie platters are
but this style is very like KJP, New England influencer.
I just did a like for a forthcoming podcast project, everyone stay tuned, get excited.
What
I've been working on, like a podcast project on the side, but I did a tight 48 on charcuterie and learned a lot.
I'm not saying charcuterie is any, no one owns a charcuterie, but like, I feel like it is very like,
the
I see influencers
kind.
Like where an entire banquet table is the charcuterie plate.
Mm-hmm.
And that freaks me out.
Yeah. And it's like, it's more about just like throwing things haphazardly and like decorating it. Yeah, I get what you mean. Jen is furious because people have just been tweeting at her left and right, and it showed these tweets that people are writing. And I was like, this is amazing. These are geniuses. Someone goes like, they were like, don't even pretend that you're not going to jail.
One of them was like,
and someone was, get her in jail already so I can slide into Coach Shaw's DMs.
One of them was like, she'll be 100 when she gets out. I was like, that is so mean. Not only but that, also, but like, to remind us, she probably doesn't want people to know she's 50.
She's 50?
I think she's close to 50.
Holy shit. She looks great. I loved, like, send Jen Shaw to jail already. I'm ready to slide into Coach Shaw's DMs. I am too.
He's so hot.
I would be like devastated by that if I were Jen.
She knows.
She knows exactly. But I'm also like, you're guilty.
This made me like, first of all, God bless her mom, because I would be having like projectile diarrhea if my child was going facing a half a century in jail and I was like old. I don't know how she's keeping it. She's barely keeping it together. Jen starts crying. She starts threatening suicide.
Jen invoking suicide in her teary rant. I was like, that's about enough.
I was like, Jen, you scammed. I feel for her. I feel for her son.
You are experiencing the consequences of your alleged action. This is just another step in the process of deciding to run a huge scam on elderly people.
I feel terribly. Her son is basically like a baby. He's like 16. Like, I feel awful for him that he's going through this at that age when everything is like,
it's really sad. It's, kids need their moms.
They need their mom. So that he's really the only the person I feel most bad for is her son.
Well, if it's her even true son. That he if that's even true. I also think that Jen,
she's whipping us up,
could whip us up into a frenzy, and this is, might be part of her defense tactic, or like is to say that, like, to really lean on the, like, kids need their moms, because they do. And it is traumatic to have your mother go away. But I would not be surprised if there's a little bit of embellishment.
At one point, her mom just covers her face and she goes, Jen, I don't know what to say to you. Like, this is insane. Like, don't kill yourself.
I was like, Jen, you got to, like, you're putting everyone through hell.
She is.
I was like, if this is all true and her family has been like, I mean, her mom was like, we will all get through this together. And I'm like, family is so important, I said to myself in that moment. But like, I also was just like, how does her family not fucking hate her for this?
Well, she was bankrolling all of them, I think, with this money.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, she always, that also was like, I wouldn't have met. She kept mentioning how she pays for everything. I was like, shut the fuck up. Because, like, their lives are being funded by this. Like, shut up, Jen. I would have been like, shut up.
It's fascinating, though.
The Wild Rose is making a even bigger charcuterie board.
She ups the ante and she goes, I'm going to go where you went oval, I'm going to go circular.
This is what I'm talking about. Isn't it Christian Girl Autumn a little? Like, just like,
it is
having friends over, and the entire Lazy Susan is a charcuterie, and she is fully, she's a little,
it's all about folding the meats all together to like look like roses, which is sick.
She has a little midriff on, right?
She goes, I finished making a charcuterie board for you, man.
Well, first Meredith knocks on the door and her dog's barking. She goes, Rocky. I said, Rocky, stay. Stay. And then Meredith saunters on in. I feel like Meredith is like,
Meredith's on oxy.
She's
yet again.
Up when
she's
she walks
relapsed.
In. She walks in with sunglasses on. It's like 3 p.m.
She walks in like, goes, sideways.
Don't mind if I do.
She like, walks in like this.
She goes, you know that meme of the two women like walking in line and they're going like that? Have you seen that? Where they're like tiptoeing through the parking lot? Anyway, that's Meredith. She walks in. It's very, she walks in. Whoa. She goes, and Whitney goes, wow, I never thought I'd ever be welcoming you into my home for a charcuterie. And then Meredith goes, don't say that again.
Whitney goes, would you like a glass of Chardonnay? Yeah. And Meredith goes, yeah, I certainly would. And
she won't take her sunglasses off.
I was shocked. She goes, do you want to sit outside? Yeah. And then I was like, why not? Why aren't you taking her into your speakeasy?
Yeah, because I don't know what, because her kids were home.
It was a really awkward hang until they finally got like a little booze in them and like felt relaxed and cozy. I was like, you guys should not be hanging out. I feel weird right now.
It was like a 2-hour drive from Park City to the Wild Rose Manor, and Meredith was in the car just fucked up. And then her kids, Whitney's kids, her adorable kids who I'm obsessed with, come home.
They're so cute.
And Whitney goes, Brooks, did you know that Miss Marks has a son named Brooks as well? And her son literally stares at Meredith, and Meredith goes, he says
and he
nothing.
Runs away.
He runs away.
Meredith cackles to herself.
She's treating her like,
do you want to sit outside?
And they're sitting around one of those like man-made lakes in like a development.
I was like, I hate this development, but then they did a thing that I find to be so cozy and soothing, which is to sit around a huge circular outdoor fire pit in Adirondack chairs with furry blankets.
And meats.
And meats and a Chardonnay. And I was like, this is heaven to me.
Meredith sits down. She finally takes it. She goes, I never thought I'd be walking in the
fire pit.
Tell me about the... Whitney goes, oh, would you like the giant blanket? I'll take the little one to wrap around me while you take the big one. And Meredith goes, yes. So she takes a giant fur and she's fully like living her like Russian Tsarina Romanov truth. And she's just kind of...
Then she feels luxe enough to really start talking. And
They go in on Ms. Barlow to a degree where I'm like, you guys are fucked up to say this.
I'm crying at the montage of people of Lisa Barlow shit talking every single cast member one by one.
Yeah, I mean,
Lisa's a talker. She's a mover and a shaker.
I do think that here's my thought on like the favors gate that they accuse Lisa. They basically, Meredith goes, I've heard that she's soliciting sexual favors to ensure Vita makes it into the bar.
And Whitney's like, do you mean to say that she is having sex with investors? Because I've heard that too.
Meredith goes, Well,
I don't know.
Oh, no, I can't believe you're saying that to me right now because I too have heard the same rumors.
I was like, you guys are savages for this.
Also, if she did, and she did it consensually,
good on her.
Like,
a true girl boss.
That's sex work, and sex work is valid, so fuck you both for judging her. If she's doing it consensually.
I had a meeting with someone.
Right.
At Spotify. Or.
Wondry.
And they were like, let's do that. They're like, let's make a deal, Shane Holmes. And they
shut
said,
the fuck up, go.
No.
Go stand outside.
If they said, or Amazon, or Apple,
can't let you finish.
And they said, we will skyrocket your pot. We will ensure, and if all I had to do was fuck someone to ensure that
you were willing, and you were a willing, consensual.
Obviously, that goes without saying.
I know. I'm just for the fucking.
Don't. Stop walking things back. Stop. You bow to the haters. Enough, gay. If all I had to do, I'm
bow
just
to the
saying,
haters.
Don't bow to them. There's only one queen here. If all I had to do, I'm just saying, is suck a little bit of dick or go down on some lady or just have sex. This sex camel, ooh, she'd do it. If that
she'd become a stallion. She'd become a desert
this
horse.
Sex camel would take a big sip. That's all I'm saying. And then this podcast would skyrocket to number one on iTunes.
Basically, they're like accusing Lisa.
That's
of like,
cool. If you want to do that and you can do
and you,
that
and
it helps your business and you're not ashamed of it,
go
you
off.
Absolutely should do that. That's like an easy way to get what you want.
They're being like, pick a little, talk a little, big, talk a little. They're being like the music
this
man.
This is the hater parade.
This is the hater parade. small town.
They're just right, jealous of Vita Tequila.
This is very
Vita Tequila on the rise.
This is very EJ Global. All right, Miss Small Town.
All right, Small Town.
It's very like I don't like this judgy. If Lisa Barlow, anyway. So they're like
maybe John Barlow is like loves to be a cuck.
I think he is.
I think he has extreme cuck energy.
He can come over and cuck over like, here.
Lisa.
I'll fuck Lisa to get with John Barlow.
I actually could see you and Lisa like fucking.
Yeah.
I like feel like that spiritually could work.
She'd be like, I love that. Let's
I
do
love
it.
That. Let's oh, have... yes. Right there, Carrie. Oh, love that.
Let's talk about it. Should we plan this out? Daddy Barlow just waiting in the wings.
Whitney has her spiritual healer. Which I'm like, I'm sorry, but if your name's Megan, you're not a spiritual healer. You don't need to change your name. Because mm-hmm. isn't her name like Megan or something like yeah. that? So she had a spiritual healing where she says that she connected with Lisa's inner child and then
wow,
saw
Rose.
The real Lisa Barlow. And I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, I kind of believe that.
I see Lisa's inner child.
Well, it comes out in this episode.
It does. And I'm DT. I love Lisa.
I'm here.
I'm here for you.
She's playing basketball with Jack outside. And it's funny to see Lisa like try to like be like, we do this a lot. Because it doesn't seem like.
Because they've never.
She goes, come. They're playing basketball. And Lisa goes, come on and try to take a shot. Try to get it away from me. Get the ball. And he's like.
She's I'm going to go for a layup.
She's like, you're so tall now. Wow. He's like 6'8".
He's like, we haven't talked in months.
He's like, I don't want to go to college. And she's like, what do you mean?
Tell me about your college plan. What do you see? What do you want to feel? What do you want to do?
How are the SATs going? He's like, I don't really care about going to college. I kind of just want to work. And like, he's like, I feel like I'd be richer than if I went to college.
His college is kind of a scam. Like, I was like, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
I was like, don't go. If you don't want to go to college, you should not go.
You will save so much money.
Learn a trade. And especially if you want to go to college, if you don't want to go to college, but your parents are offering to pay for it, you still should not go because you're taking that spot from someone that might really want to go to college.
You also just don't.
You don't need to go to college anymore.
College
literally
is
no
stupid.
One. College was cool because I learned literally like a trade. Like I am able to.
Yeah,
was
I
able to
writing.
Start this podcast because of my college training. But it was more like a vocational school, which is great. But like literally, I've never once had to prove to any single person that I graduated from college. I could have lied this entire time.
I learned I had a good writing. I had a good writing program. I had a great roster of teachers. But yeah, in general, college is like, if you don't want to go, don't fucking go.
Jack goes,
I don't need it. I already have a company.
Fudge college, honestly. And
Lisa
I was
goes,
like, Jack, how dare you? I love fudge.
Mm-hmm. Wild Rose pulls out the shard and she's already sniffling, and this is like a very this scene made me extremely uncomfortable because I was like, it felt weird to be breaking this on camera to your partner, and I think it's good that she's talking about it, and it's something that like many people have endured and experienced, but mm-hmm. I was just like surprised that this was when she's choosing to tell her husband.
Yeah, it blurs the line a little bit. I was like, Wild Rose is upset. And then she gets into like why she's upset. And like, Whitney, I literally was like, what did Diane do now? Because I thought it was going to be.
Oh, her dad.
Yeah, her related to her dad.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything about her.
I know. And then
her brother's been
talked to her brother. And he's been doing EMDR, which she calls EDMR.
I know.
And I was like, oh, sweet Wild Rose.
Sweet Rose.
Rest your head on my shoulder, Wild Rose, and tell me about the EDMR.
Her hair, by the way, she has her extensions in.
Mm-hmm.
Just beep, beep, beep.
And her brother has remembered through all this therapy that Whitney was abused as a child. And then she's like putting together that her shaman Megan says that she has like a dark history with bathrooms or something. And I was just like, oh my God, like this is intense.
Well, yeah, she says that she, because she has said before, I remember when she said it, but she's been like, she always says like, I've blacked out most of my childhood. And I always thought it was because of Diane Warren being a drunk or like Mormon trauma.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clearly she endured like
some sort sexual, of abuse. Yeah. And that's like
horrible. I feel for her, but it's also, I was just like, whoa.
I appreciate her like sharing that in such like a raw way, because I don't think I could do that in this period. Like I would need to be like a more private about it, but
she feels maybe
it's
this
important. And that kind of stuff is like so important to uncover and work through.
And to talk about it frankly. So I commend her for that. And I think if anything, you can never say that Whitney Wild Rose is not
Wild Rose. She's putting her shit out there. Yeah. And I honestly gained a lot of respect for my Wild Rose, because she's off her ass and working.
And it was sad when she's like, do you hate me? Are you mad at me? And he was like,
no, she was like, do you still love me? And he was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's like, literally, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Damn. Well, wishing her
healing.
Off
to Arizona. Off to Scottsdale.
To Sharif. And she's like, I'm planning a garbage trash whore lingerie party. And he's like, don't do that.
She's like, I'm doing it anyways, because no one tells me what to do.
So the ladies are heading to Scottsdale for Wild Rose's wild trip of shamanistic healing. She and Lisa Barlow take Alaska Air alone first to beat the rush and to keep Lisa away from Meredith Marks.
This trip has Whitney in hat mode and fringe mode.
I love when the housewives meet at an airport and it's still dark out. That's always like...
That's exciting.
Their MO.
And they get to this house.
That's gonna be us next week.
I know. They get to this... Alone. It'll be you. But you'll get to feel sexy about it. They get to this Airbnb.
Well, first of all, Whitney's in full country strong.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing her like stagecoat. Yeah, she has boots on.
She is that her hat is on and off.
Lisa, ha ha! Hi, Whitney.
I was shaken by the economy flight of it all.
I was also like, that must have been a kind of a weird flight, the two of them together. Like, I feel like Lisa's probably like weird to travel with, I have to say.
Imagine being just a bystander on that flight. Imagine like getting on an airplane and you're just on one of those like two and two seats, mm-hmm. like a short flight. A regional airline flight. You're just like boarded your Alaska Airlines, like really NBD, nothing to write home about because you're going to Scottsdale. And then all of a sudden, Whitney Rose and Lisa Barlow get on with a full Bravo camera crew behind them. I would be excited.
But don't you think that Lisa, like, I'm not trying to be like mean, but I feel like she'd be like a little, I'd feel like uncomfortable traveling with her, because I feel like she'd be like, yeah, yeah, I love that.
I would want Lisa to be grounded in her confidence if we were to hang out one-on-one. I wouldn't want her to be like...
I don't think she's there right now.
No, she's been destabilized, and I don't like seeing Lisa Barlow not standing in her Queen of Sundance truth.
So they arrive at the house, and these hostesses that look like they work at Doll's Kill.
I'm disturbed by this house.
I'm sorry. It was a
This is a fucking butt ugly house.
It was a horrific house. And the interior, I was like, first of all, I thought it was going to be like a chic, like desert kind of compound, like out like Sedona style.
I thought it was going to be akin to the house they stayed in. Was it Colorado or Wyoming? The one that Meredith took a bath in that was like gorgeous. Yeah.
It was hell.
They literally clocked it when Whitney was like, it seems as though we have reached Mary Cosby's house. And I was like,
yeah, but Mary's
checkpoint, checkmate, Wild Rose.
But her house even had a little more like style than that. Like in that,
she had that like emerald marble kind of stuff.
And then you hear a flashback of Mary going, women.
I'm obsessed with Lisa walking. She goes, ooh, I like the entry.
It was a horrific home. And they're in the middle of like a random neighborhood. I was like, what?
I wrote Scottsdale, darken me out.
This feels like a drug dealer's house. Mm-hmm. Like a drug lord's weird like meth house.
I'm weirded out by everyone trying to pretend that Scottsdale is the bee's knees. And then finally, Heather, it's like, let's be honest. Scottsdale is the ugly stepchild of Utah. No one would ever go to Arizona. Arizona sucks. And like, that's just the that on that. And then Whitney's like, I do not think a Jen Shah can leave the country. Sorry. And I was like, so then okay.
Lisa and Wild Rose.
Do you think Jen Shah is even allowed to, I don't think she's allowed to get on a plane. So they have to go somewhere drivable.
Probably.
Because I think they drove.
Yeah.
Like probably, Lisa and Whitney. Yeah. So they have to stay like very regional. That's like if you live in Oklahoma, like this is like going to Dallas. I love that.
Lisa and Whitney hit the hot tub and get, and they have to like pretend to be chill as there's like Arizona winds whipping at their faces.
It's They're like, it looks freezing here.
So we find out Lisa is the ultimate middle child. She's one of six. Her parents had them when they were like 15, I think.
Was she the middle?
Yeah. Middle of six. When she went to college, when she was 18, her dad was 39.
That's crazy. Imagine me having an 18-year-old kid.
And he'd already had two kids go through college. So they must have had them.
Were they rich?
I don't know. But they must have had them very young, like teenager.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Lisa, she was like, I was raised by children, raising children. And I had to raise my younger siblings. I was up every day doing their hair, putting their clothes on, making them breakfast.
Lisa was born an adult.
She came out of the womb. Hi, Lloyd. I want to get in touch with my attorneys.
Hey, I have six attorneys. Can you get them on the line one by one? I'd love to speak with them. It's been a minute. She goes, Whitney's telling her about like her
discoveries,
and I love Lisa relating to people is my favorite thing because she is so closed off at times. Wow. She goes, wow, I mean, I don't necessarily black things out, but I remember things and I feel like, oh, that was stressful for me. It's like, not the same doll, but love you.
The other ladies finally arrive and Heather walks in and she goes, what's up? Meredith is wearing like a blazer.
Meredith's all biz. They get in the house and Whitney goes, thank you for joining me on my journey to heal.
Jen goes up to Whitney and clocks her titties out and she goes, I just, hello. And I was like, what if everyone had to motorboat the Wild Rose when they entered?
I love that. They talk to Jen, who I'm pretty sure can just cry on demand.
Well, first Whitney goes, we have a shaman coming and she recommended not drinking. And Heather goes, does she know who we are? And I was like, I was a little like, Heather, shut up. Let your cousin have this.
I'm loving the girl. I'm starting to be indoctrinated into the cult of SLC and I'm starting to feel about it the way I feel about Beverly Hills, where I'm just like, whatever you want, I'm on board. Like that kind of vibe.
So then
Jen gets the master bedroom out of pity. This would piss me off.
Well, this is kind of like her goodbye trip.
Sorry, but just because you're going to jail doesn't mean that you just get the master bed.
Yeah, I'd be like, put her in the...
I'd be like, okay, she can have like the second best room. That would just irritate
me. Whitney should have gotten that.
Yeah. It's her house, her healing journey.
She has Heather come into her room and she relays that she goes, I feel very bad. And Heather goes, why? And she goes, Meredith and I relayed that we'd both heard rumors that Lisa traded sexual favors to ensure Vita's success. And then Heather starts laughing because she's like, this is, and she goes, I'm sorry. She goes, who is she servicing? She goes, vendors?
She goes, the bartender?
Bartenders? I was dying at Heather.
And what if everyone gets a little HJ?
I was dying at her, like, not taking Heather, or Whitney was trying to be so, like, sincere, and Heather was just like, you're crazy.
Whitney gives everyone a gift box, and in there, there's a card that says, be you, stay wild, Wild Rose. I think that she listened to the pod and took, because we had some
be you.
When in doubt, be wild, like a rose.
She's heard us. Meredith gets her glam, glam her up for their, like, shamanistic
Whitney
ritual.
Goes, everyone now get dressed in boho chic looks. We will meet out on the back. It was like, no.
Also, they drink cacao, and I'm like, I thought they were gonna, again, this, it's cold. They're on, like, a lawn. They're not
freezing.
They're not on, like, I thought they're gonna be in some, like, yummy, like, warm Sedona, like, warmed. Like, maybe I'm just being too, like...
Like a red clay rock, yeah, that's been warmed in the sun.
They're on, like, a cold, wet lawn with leaves everywhere. And it's, like, they're shivering. And
I think those are petals.
I thought they were, like, foliage.
No, I think it was a petal. It was wild rose petals. Meredith is late because she's just getting her glam. And Seth, he FaceTimes her and he goes, what's on the docket? And she goes, we have a shaman coming. It's the lowest energy vibe. I love it.
They start and they're all getting into it. And Meredith saunters her way down and the only seat available. Lisa's like the odd girl out this season.
Well, they all sip the cacao and, like, comment on it. And Lisa goes, I've never taken drugs in my life. I'm so boring. I've never even taken Advil. I got my augmentation with nothing. I went in and I got a Diet Coke after. And I was like, Diet Coke is her drug of choice. And to that, I relate. I know she's the odd woman out and everyone hates her, but I've never been more in love with my queen.
I feel for her. I feel for her, like, on the end. Like, she's, I think this is, like, a weird position for her to be in. She's never really been in this position.
And no.
I think she's, like, always been, like, popular and, like, kind of in the center of everything. So this is, like, hard for her.
This is a healing and humbling moment. The shaman asks everyone what they intend to release. Like, it's like, think of something you want to release and, like, something you want to call in. And they get to Jen and Jen goes, I'm releasing my fear of going to trial 3 days. And I'm calling in my innocence. And I was like, Jen, that's not how this works.
Lisa goes,
I release me going to trial for something I didn't do. And I'm calling in my innocence right now.
Lisa also goes, she goes, wow, I suck at this. I guess just healing vibes.
Kindness.
And then Meredith walks.
Friendship. Meredith descends again, like, walking sideways down the stairs. And she sits down next to Lisa. And Whitney goes, that is just how it goes when you are late. You do not get to choose where you sit. And I was laughing.
So the ceremony begins and they all basically just, like, cry their little eyes out. Like,
Everyone's weeping
except Heather. Heather's like,
I hate this. And then the shaman, like, holds everyone's scalp as they weep.
Yeah.
And she asked Meredith, like, she was like, for the lady who was late, do you have anything you intend to release? And Meredith goes,
yes.
I'm not ready to share right now. She goes, that's perfectly okay. And then everyone weeps, and then all of a sudden they scream. And I was like, what did the neighbors think of this?
They're literally, I'm telling you,
they're right in the neighborhood.
That's why it's weird to me. They're on, like, a side lawn. There's, like, an AC unit, like a giant one of the central air units, like, right above them. It looks wet. So then
Meredith says she's really triggered and has anxiety. And she goes, it's not my first time working with a shaman, but I am.
She goes, being here a few days after the anniversary, the first anniversary of my father's death and everything going on where the last time we were all in a place, I was going through that. Plus what I was going, I was like, and then, and she goes, she goes, and I don't fully feel safe here. And then Lisa's like in little girl mode. And she goes, it's funny. I feel like I used to be a safe space for you, Meredith. And it makes me sad. She goes, you're not my safe space, Lisa.
Lisa goes,
that made me feel bad.
Lisa is a little girl. Whitney is psychic. Is Whitney my favorite cast member?
Yeah, she's mine. The Wild Rose.
The Wild Rose.
Come on our pod.
Team Wild.
Team Whitney Rose.
Team Whitney Rose. We are wild and we are roses.
But she goes, you're not a safe space, Lisa, so stop. And Lisa just goes,
oh, well. Never mind.
Never mind. I just. And she just
goes inside. Guys, they're being mean to Lisa. I'm sorry, but it is really mean to say someone is sucking and fucking around town to get their tequila sold.
Yeah, I feel like.
Like, true or not. And they're now going to go into, like, she's sucking and fucking people for, like, Utah Jazz courtside scene.
Well, now it's like, okay, now you've.
There's spilling the tea, and then there's just, like, you're on a witch hunt.
Well, now it's like, okay, now you're equal. In terms of the damage of what each other said, like, this is, you're in an environment where people would be very judgy over this,
mm-hmm.
and holier than thou, and like,
and at the added thing is like, she's super Mormon, so like, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah,
right?
So she's, I'm like, Meredith, you've done your damage. Like, you said something as bad as, in quotes, as what she said about
you. Kind of worse,
maybe even worse. So I'm kind of like her, and then adding, being like, you're not a safe space. I was like, okay, now you're just being mean.
You're abusing little girl Lisa.
She gets up with her little
blanket. You're abusing baby girl Lisa.
Baby girl Lisa. Baby girl Lisa. Mommy. I'm still haunted.
Haunted by baby girl. I remember her at the most random time. Usman, go for you. Baby girl Lisa, wherever you are, I hope that you've gotten the help you so desperately need.
I pray for baby girl
Lisa. I'm praying for her in that veil. Oh. Her and her, like.
Mummy. Calling his mom, Mummy.
Mummy.
And Mummy.
Who's mom?
Mummy hated baby girl. And I don't blame her. Mummy just being like.
At everything baby girl Lisa said.
Well, she had every right to be sus.
Well, obviously.
My God.
Wait, is baby girl Lisa ever on another?
No, he's not
with
another.
Bring her back. He's with another.
Smoky voiced, sad woman.
Sig lady. From so rural Lisa, Pennsylvania.
No, from San Diego this time. So then Lisa runs into the house. She's like, I'm so uncomfortable. I don't blame her. And then they whip out another charcuterie.
Oh, yeah. Everyone comes to dinner and they sit down and Lisa's just like harrowed. And they said, Whitney Rose, we see your circular charcuterie and we up you huge rectangle. And then they set down like the biggest. I was like, also, these women aren't eating this. So this is a charcuterie board gone to waste. I would
give
fully
it to me.
Eat it. We're on the side being like, I'm like, don't mind if I do.
Would you like...
Is that Brie?
Meredith, would you like a glass of buttery chard?
To sit down with the Wild Rose herself and Meredith Marks and have a glass of the butteriest chard. Ooh, next to a little fire. Oof. I go, I'll have three. And then tap me out. Call me a little Uber.
Next week promises to be a good one.
Next week, the women are fighting in their undies. And I
Heather
love
and
it.
Whitney. Right?
Yeah.
TBD, we're still figuring out the recording schedule for next week because we will be
boots on the ground in New York City.
Guys, tickets are on sale. Well, there's a week left, a little more than a week. Tickets are going fast, though. Like,
Get your tickets now.
Come see us.
Be wild like a rose and come
wild.
See us on the stage at the Bowery Ballroom.
10/15, October 15th in New York City.
New York City, New York State, 10108. Stick stickly.
Bye.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.